Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
If you're in Arcata looking for breakfast or lunch without a hassle, stop by Linda's V&N Burger Bar. These gals serve up down-home cooking that's fresh and affordably delicious. Homemade biscuits and gravy, eggs and bacon or pancakes for breakfast, homemade salads, old-fashioned milkshakes and burgers made with fresh beef delivered daily. Many favorites to choose from and easy to find on the corner of Samoa and I Street. Linda's V&N Burger Bar, 822-4997.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I don't usually get into national or international stuff, but something I read the other day kind of set me off. The president of Afghanistan and President Obama were meeting and discussing the war and when it would end. A date was brought up and the war was supposed to end then. I guess I must have missed something. If a war can be scheduled to end, why can't it be now? I think we need to be out of there. Those people are not only killing our soldiers, they're killing each other as well. There have been cases where the very people we're supposed to be training to police the country are shooting our guys. I see no reason for us to be there. Another article I read was about certain loans being made to school districts and other institutions. They were called CAB loans, for cash appreciation bonds, if my memory serves me correct. McKinleyville School District was mentioned, and a $4 million loan would end up costing $54 million in interest over the term of the loan, which was 39 years. I accidentally threw the paper away, so I'm trusting what little memory is in my brain. Cash appreciation bonds. I would certainly appreciate being on the receiving end of a deal like that. I certainly hope our school districts and other institutions are paying attention when they borrow. $54 million in interest on a $4 million loan. Ouch. This past weekend, a couple from Fortuna were in a vehicle that was being driven erratically. When a sheriff's deputy tried to pull them over, he discovered the man was armed. A chase ensued, and in the end, the deputy had his foot run over by the male driver, and with the help of a canine unit from Eureka and others, both were arrested. Guess what? At least the man was one who had been released from prison due to overcrowding. Almost everyone we read about getting arrested these days is on parole or has warrants for crimes committed. Seems to me that I, along with many others, said this was going to happen when they started letting them out. I don't know how California's ratio of prisoners to population is, but I think we need to figure out how to keep these folks in prison. I see ads for the violent movies that Schwarzenegger and those movie and TV stars of his ilk are making, and even on TV we have cops shooting criminals and vice versa. It's no wonder kids and those adults with violent tendencies with access to weapons take them out and use them when something inside them clicks and reality and reasoning goes away. There has been a little flap over another radio tower being built, this time out in Walford Avenue in Southeast Eureka. They are calling that Myrtletown. Actually, that's more in Cutton than Myrtletown. These towers are like something unsightly in your yard, or in your neighborhood for that matter, except for the very picky people who never let something go. After a while, you don't even notice them. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.